Sean Stiers, Darren Pritchett with you. Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. It's time to talk some Fighting Irish hockey. Notre Dame is ranked number 4 in the country in both college hockey polls and currently reside in first place in the Big Ten Conference with a record of 4-0. The Fighting Irish are coming off a 2-game home series sweep of conference foe, the Penn State Nittany Lions, including a dramatic 1-0 victory on Saturday. The Fighting Irish have won 5 games in a row, and they will hit the road for a non-conference series Friday and Saturday in lovely Troy, New York, where they will take on RPI. And joining us right now is Fighting Irish sophomore defenseman Andrew Peake. In 12 games along the Irish blue line this year, 1 goal, 6 assists, and he is +6 in plus minus rating. And he joins us now on WSBT Radio. Andrew, it's Darren. Good to talk to you. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. I want to start with this. You're from Parkland, Florida. Now, we know that hockey players are coming from everywhere now, but give us some background. Being from the state of Florida, what got you interested in the great game of hockey?
Well, both my parents are from up north, and my dad especially is from Michigan, so he was always a big Red Wings fan growing up. And then the Panthers, Florida Panthers, rink is about 15 minutes from my house back home, so I was able to go to games since I was 6 months old, and I kind of fell in love with the game at a young age because of their influence on me. So it kind of just led me to growing up and playing hockey down there in Florida.
And when did you start skating, and when did you start playing hockey?
I started skating when I was about 3 years old.
Wow.
And I started playing hockey when I was about 4 or 5.
Hockey is obviously, it's been, what, probably within the last 20, 25 years, the Sun Belt mm-hmm. has taken off with these professional teams, whether it's Miami or Arizona, California, the whole thing. How is it supported in a state like Florida as far as youth hockey? Are there a lot of ice arenas and stuff like that for you guys to play in?
Yeah, where I'm from, the Panthers practice facility has 3 rinks in it. And then there's a couple other rinks within 20 to 30 minutes that have 2 ice sheets in it as well. So, like, down where I am, there's a bunch of ice rinks starting to come up, and it's just expanding everywhere. Like, you hear about top players coming out of these areas now, and there's a lot of travel hockey players where I'm from and a lot of kids that I'm friends with back home that are good hockey players in college, too. So it's really expanding.
Fighting Irish hockey defenseman Andrew Peake, our guest here on WSBT Radio. Andrew, this Fighting Irish hockey team has won 5 consecutive games, played extremely well in Columbus, beating Ohio State in back-to-back games, and then 2 victories over a very good offensively-minded Penn State hockey team last weekend at Lefty Smith Rink. During this 5-game winning streak, can you point to a couple of things that maybe has changed compared to October that has allowed you guys to play a little more consistent hockey over the last couple of weeks?
I think one of the biggest things for us was our starts on the first game of the weekend, and we've been pretty inconsistent throughout the early parts of the year on our first game. And I think us being able to get a win on that first night just was able to provide us with the opportunity to get a sweep on the past 2 weekends. And I think our team just kind of reached a point when we were inconsistent where we wanted to make a change, and just we're going to have to win a lot of games now with a couple of the losses we've had to get us into, like, the big picture. And I think we've all kind of bought into it. So it's really worked out for us the past few weeks.
Andrew, after coming off the trip to the Frozen Four, was there sort of a different energy level, different excitement level, starting practice and things like that, getting into the start of this season?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, being able to go to the Frozen Four was an unbelievable experience, and all the guys that were there last year were able to kind of grasp what it was like, and just the buzz that was coming around our team again. Even though we did lose Anders and Cal, we still have a great team, and the ability we have to go far this year, we all know we can do it. So just bringing up the freshmen and getting them to, like, realize what we have as a team this year is pretty special.
I know, Andrew, with the Irish football team just having gone down to Miami, and there's a lot of talk about just the atmosphere and all the distractions. Maybe that was something the team wasn't totally prepared for. You guys had to play at the United Center in the Frozen Four in front of 22,000 fans. It was a very unique environment. It was a great environment to be in, and now we found out this week the Irish are going to play Wisconsin at the United Center, and it seems like it's a chance for you guys to play in one of those NHL buildings once again. Just thinking about the Frozen Four, was it a little different than a normal hockey game? Just the environment that was created at the Frozen Four, was it? Did it have a different feel?
Well, I mean, any time you get to play in a sold-out NHL rink, it's going to be a little different. I thought a lot of us took the game as the same way it was with the game, but the moment it presented was something that might have caught us off guard or kind of took us away from what we were doing on the ice, worrying about what the fans and everything like that was going to be like. So I think just this time around, just focusing on, like, it's the same game no matter where we play. So just taking that into account, and just obviously it's going to be a fun time being able to play back there again. But I think just focusing on that specific game and trying to block out what's around us.
You guys are off to a good start in conference play and Big Ten play. You won your first four games as members of the Big Ten Conference. How is the style of play different in the Big Ten compared to the Hockey East, which you were in last year?
Well, I think it's much more faster and a lot more offensive, which helps us out too, because we're a really fast team too, and the way we play our game don't frustrate other teams offensively because of the way we play defense, the way we play in the neutral zone. And I think it just fits our mold as a team. And obviously coming into a new conference, all the teams are going to want to beat us right away and kind of send us a statement. But we've kind of wanted to get off to an early start as we have and show them that we're not messing around. We did change conferences, but we're going to be the same type of team we've always been. So it's been a good start for us in the Big Ten.
What did you think about the move to the Big Ten? Were you excited or any particular feeling?
Yeah, I was extremely excited. All the places that we're going to be going to have awesome rinks and fans and schools. So
always helps.
Definitely going to be it's definitely going to be a good experience, and they're all really good hockey teams. So every time we play a team, it's going to be competitive every night. And for me, especially being able to play one season in Hockey East, that was cool for me. Being able to experience what it was like there on the East Coast, also. So having both in my college career is going to be pretty cool.
I'm going to second Andrew's thoughts. As the broadcaster, some of the places I had to broadcast from in Hockey East compared to the Big Ten, I'm very excited about the Big Ten Conference.
Well, and we kind of had this conversation before. These are all football schools now, too,
yes,
just like Notre Dame. So there's sort of a like-mindedness around the whole thing.
Without question. And Andrew, how about Cale Morris the last couple of weeks? Big Ten first star after his great performance against Penn State. How would you describe his style and the way he has played the last couple of weeks for your team?
Yeah, he's been a rock back there. He's been battling, and he's been obviously making a lot of saves for us, and that's what we need. Obviously, with the departure of Cal, we needed someone to step up, and Dylan had a great game against Denver early on, but Cale recently has been on that little hot streak, and that's been awesome for us, especially against Penn State when they had about 40 shots because of the way they played, and he was able to stop about pretty much all of them, or in the second night he had a shutout. So it's awesome having the confidence that he's going to be back there and he's going to be making saves that we need him to make. So it's been awesome, and he's been battling, and it's very deserving for him so far. So it's been really good for us.
Andrew, I think back to the Northeast Regional up in New Hampshire, the game against Minnesota. We're down 2-0. We were kind of looking for something to change the tide, and it was our goaltender Cal Peterson getting the puck and firing at the length of the ice to the Minnesota blue line, setting up a goal that kind of ignited the Fighting Irish on the comeback trail. And of course, they beat Minnesota and beat Lowell to go to the Frozen Four. But it brings me to this year. You've got two goaltenders that love to move the puck, Dylan St. Cyr and, of course, Cale Morris. How does that change you as a defenseman, knowing you've got a guy that's more than willing to leave the crease and move the puck? Does it change the way you have to pay attention or change the way you play the game, having two guys that love to move the puck?
Well, yeah, it's definitely helpful as a defenseman when you don't have to always go back into the corners and know you're going to get hit every time. And it's good having a goalie that's able to play the puck and move it side to side or rim it around the boards to get it out of the zone. And being able to have that's really important for us because allows us to jump in the play quicker and transition quicker. So knowing that a goalie can make plays back there is awesome for a defenseman.
You know, you talked about the fact that you're from Florida, but just kind of looking at your bio, I mean, you graduated from high school in Wisconsin. You also went to a prep school in Connecticut. Just from a, what, maybe can you describe what it's like when you're, once you figure out you're pretty good at hockey and that's what you want to pursue, what is that whole process like about the next steps? Because it's pretty unique when you're still that young compared to other sports.
Yeah, well, growing up, I played travel baseball and travel hockey, and I'll probably be honest, I was probably better at baseball than I was at hockey growing up, and the team I played on was, like, fifth in the state, which is pretty awesome for Florida, so yeah. I was a huge baseball guy, and there came a point where I had to make a decision. It was around 12 or 13, and I kind of knew that I was a bigger guy, which helped for hockey, like, at a younger age. And, I mean, I think I just loved hockey much more and wanted to pursue it more. So I made the decision to stick with hockey. And then when I was obviously leaving, we're going to high school, I had to make the decision to leave Florida or not and actually, like, seriously pursue a hockey career. And my coach in Florida kind of influenced me to make that decision and told me that I have a good chance to actually be a really good hockey player if I make this decision. So going up there to Connecticut, I've kind of like changed the way I viewed hockey and kind of the motivation it made me have to want to be a real good hockey player. So that leave when I was 14 was what kind of changed my career.
Irish hockey defenseman Andrew Peak is our guest. My final question for you, Andrew. 99.9% of the people listening to you right now have never experienced what it's like to be drafted by a professional team. You were drafted by the Columbus Blue Jackets, 2016, second round, number 34 overall, six picks before your current teammate Cam Morrison was selected by the Colorado Avalanche. Can you describe what it's like on draft day and then hearing your name called, knowing that you're going to eventually be a part of a professional hockey organization?
It was probably one of the best, it was the best feeling I had at that moment, and just being able to, like, hear that name called and out of nowhere when you necessarily weren't expecting it or you didn't know that that'd be the team to call you, and hearing it be called early that second day was pretty special. And being able to share that moment with my brother and my parents was pretty awesome. And it's something that I'll never forget and something that not a lot of people obviously get the opportunity to have. So it was definitely one of those moments that you'll never forget and just be able to cherish it the rest of your life.
Andrew Peak, a member of the Fighting Irish hockey team, number four in the country at RPI this weekend. They'll play Friday and Saturday on our sister station, Z94.3 FM. Andrew, great job. Greatly appreciate the time, and good luck this weekend and the rest of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you so much. Andrew Peak of the Fighting Irish hockey team joining us here on WSBT Radio.